Welcome to this week's podcast. My name is Dylan Gallagher, and I'm the host of this podcast. Thanks for joining me on this episode titled Tacticalitis Can Be Cured. And I'm really excited about today's episode because it was something I was thinking about and was further confirmed that I should probably get these ideas out and share them because another entrepreneur I'd met sort of seemed to be suffering from the same thing. So before I get going, my name is Dylan Gallagher. I'm a finance guy. I help solve financial problems and issues for entrepreneurs and business owners, and as well help them capitalize on opportunities. I'm not a marketing guy. I'm not a sales guy. I'm not a technical IT guy. I'm a finance guy. So love talking about finance, love talking deals. Would love to hear from you. At Dylan Gallagher is my Twitter handle. You can follow me on Facebook, find me on LinkedIn. I have a YouTube channel and there's some videos there, but my blog is probably the best place to learn a little bit more about what I do and how I might be able to help your business. And it doesn't cost anything. Reach out. Let me know if there's a question that you have or things that I can help you sort out. DylanGallagher.ca is my web address. So let's get into today's episode. It's taken me a while. It's personal confession time. It's taken me a while to figure out that even though I'm right in my own mind, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm right in the greater picture, the greater context of things. For those of you that have followed this podcast for a little while, you'll know that I've run a brokerage, a mortgage and loan brokerage business since 2001. And look forward to the day when we've been able to cannibalize that business with an online platform that we launched last year. And my learnings in trying to get an online business off the ground and trying to cannibalize my existing business has been interesting. And I use this podcast to more or less get ideas out of my head so that there's some space to fill in with new ideas. And over the last couple of months, certainly since the beginning of the year, it is September right now. So since January, as an entrepreneur, having admitted I'm not a sales or marketing guy, I've tried lots of different tactics to try and generate a consistent result in our business, and it just doesn't seem to be working. It's kind of like shotgunning these different tactical ideas, you know, whether it's hiring business development people, whether it's trying to do a series of webisodes, whether it's trying to blog, any of these little tactical things, I think all work. But I've recognized here at the end of the summer that what I've really been lacking is an overarching strategy. And strategy is what is it that you want to get done, and then tactics, of course, are the things that you're doing to get the strategy executed. So I've suffered from tacticalitis, which is getting stuck in the tactical stuff. I think entrepreneurs and business owners are great at generating ideas. In fact, there doesn't seem to be any shortage of ideas. And if you read any type of business literature about startups or entrepreneurs or running a successful business or following business coaches, all of them will tell you that the tactical stuff is not the hard part. It's not hard to come up with new ideas. It's not hard to copy tactical ideas on how to get something done. But the really hard part, it seems, is actually coming up with a strategy. Like, you know, what is it you're actually trying to achieve? We're an online platform, and so our tactics have been loosely bundled together to try and get us more web traffic. But there hasn't really been an overarching strategy, as it were, in terms of, you know, why do we want people going to our website? Why do people care about going to our website? And who are these people? And trying to understand them. So this was highlighted for me when I met with another entrepreneur who has an online app. And so, or not an online app, an app for a mobile device. So your iPhone, your Android device. And to his credit, I mean, this particular entrepreneur, I just have a tremendous amount of respect for him. He works so very, very hard. I've known him for lots of years. But it seemed to be that he too was suffering from tacticalitis. He had no shortage of these tactical things that he was looking to execute on. And we got to talk about it. And I got to share with him what I was doing. And we kind of got to swap war stories. But as I was sitting there talking, it appeared that, you know, he too doesn't really have an overarching strategy of what he's trying to achieve. I mean, he can, like I can explain his business plan and can explain his target market and can explain all of the technical stuff in his business, and then has you know, a short list of the tactical marketing strategies that they're using to get some exposure for their business, but there was no strategy. You know, I asked them a simple question because I have their app on my phone, and I said to him, you know, he was talking about the little notification that shows up beside the icon, and I said, why, as a user of this app, why do I care? Why do I care that there's a little one or a two or a three? Why do you want me using your app? What's the point of all of that? And so then we got talking about the answers to that question. Of course, he hadn't really thought of it from that perspective. And then I had shared with him that I'd heard that when it comes to apps in particular, there are apps for entertainment, there are apps for information, and then there are apps for utility. So Facebook, for example, their primary strategy is to entertain you from a marketing perspective. You know, they want you using that app during your free time, or even in my case, when I don't have free time and I get down the Facebook rabbit hole. Whereas, say, an app like Trello is a utility. You know, you're not using Trello for entertainment purposes, you're using it because you want to keep a list going of the things that you have to get done. So I said to him, I said, well, which app is yours? Is it a utility app? Is it an information app? Is it an entertainment? And he, you know, he hadn't really thought of it. And then because he didn't know the answer to that, then you can sort of see how all of the different tactics that he had, while they're really strong tactical ideas and he was starting to execute on some of them, they kind of don't have context. They don't really attribute to a single goal that he's trying to reach right now. And when pressed to say, what's your strategy right now? And the strategy is usually a result of having defined a goal. So, you know, we want to reach a thousand, we want to have 1,000 users using our app. Okay, well, what's the strategy that we're going to employ to do that? Well, we're going to create a contest that is going to engage, it's going to attract people to what we're doing, it's going to engage them in what we're doing, and then ultimately it's going to get them to become our customer. And then our tactics for doing that are, we are going to have people on the street handing out flyers, we're going to piggyback on some other marketing that some other complementary businesses are doing with us. And so that, you know, your goal should generate your strategy, or your strategy should support your goal, and then your tactics should support your strategy. And in my business, certainly I haven't really defined a very finite goal. And then because I haven't defined a finite goal, it makes it difficult to come up with a cohesive strategy that we're going to use to reach that goal. And then, of course, the tactics now, which I've always thought I've been great at, they don't seem to amount to very much, and they don't get placed anywhere. And then what I realized was, if you know the tactics, or you have no shortage of tactical ideas, you then have to decide, but which one of these, if I can't do them all and I can only do one or two, which ones are the best ones to do that will get us the best result for the strategy that we're looking to employ? And in my business, what that meant was, you know, I had picked off sort of three different tactical things that I had been working on over the past year and a half, and had experienced marginal success with each of them, and it was great. But, you know, per one of my previous podcasts, that doing 10 things at 10% doesn't equal 100. You should check that out if you haven't heard it. I was suffering from the same thing. You know, we had these tactical things that were all generating a mediocre result, but collectively the result wasn't mediocre. It was something less than that. And so recently I've discovered that I've got to, you know, one up my own skills, even though I'm not a marketing person. I can hire marketing people. I realize that. But I also think that it's important, as the entrepreneur at the stage that we're at with this relatively young online platform, that I should probably have answers to some of these things, like, what are our goals? What is our strategy? And then how do our tactics support our strategy so that we can reach our goals? So I don't know if, as an entrepreneur, you feel frustrated that you're not getting the traction or the results that you want for your business. I would encourage you to stand back and say, okay, what is my goal? That if I shared it with somebody else, they would say, oh, okay, I understand that. That's, you know, I don't need to know your business to understand that goal. That makes sense to me. Okay, great. And now, what's your strategy for doing that? And again, you should be able to say, well, here's the strategy that we're going to use in order to reach that goal. And someone would go, okay, great. And then what are the tactics that you're using? And then in addition to that, you need to be able to say, okay, if tactic one works, how does how does that affect the strategy to reach the goal? And then vice versa. If tactic one isn't working, how would we know that? So that comes down to where I really love being an entrepreneur is kind of the number side of it. You know, you sit back and say, okay, you know, do we have a sales funnel? And in our business, I've been explaining it to people over the last couple of weeks as we've had a great lower end of the funnel. So what we know for sure is that when someone is using our service, down in the low end of the funnel, so, you know, the top end of the funnel is attracting people, and then the next stage would be engaging them, and then the third stage would be creating a desire within them to want to work with you, and then ultimately getting the sale. So from the desire to sale part of our sales funnel, the very narrow part, we're very, very good at. What we've not been great at historically is the attraction and the engagement part. How are we attracting people to our product or to our service, and then how are we engaging with them? And this is where the tactical part really starts to fall apart, because if you're employing a couple of different tactics like we have been, but they're not cohesive, they're not working together to support the strategy, and that which is ultimately going to help you reach your goal, then it becomes a big make work project. And you're probably frustrated with the result that you're not getting. So as a business owner, look at your funnel. Can you numerically describe what your goal is? Does it have a very specific numeric value? 1,000 customers, 100 customers, 10,000 web visits, whatever that very specific goal is. And then can you say our strategy or our formula? I've got a blog entry you can read on that about what's your secret formula and do you have it for your business. But what's your formula? What's your strategy? And then what are your tactics? And if tactic A is working and tactic B is not working, what is the numerical implication of that? If tactic one doesn't work, can you bump up tactic B to make up the difference? And so as an entrepreneur, when I do feel creative and I feel like I've got lots of ideas, I'm now just going to start writing them down, which I've done. And this particular entrepreneur I've been meeting with, he's been doing this for years. So you kind of write down all the creative ideas, which become the tactics, but spend more of your time, if you're not getting the result you want, thinking about your strategy and then saying to yourself, does this strategy make sense for us? Is it going to work? Is it going to produce the result that we want to meet our goal? And so what I was lacking in my business was a very definitive, measurable goal. And it would drive me crazy when people would bring this to my attention, because I thought, no. I mean, people will just get it. You know, we'll talk about our platform, we'll talk about our service, and people will just understand it and they'll just want to use it. Okay, but Dylan, what's your goal? Well, my goal is, you know, this and this and this. No. You know, what's your one single goal that you have a strategy for meeting, and you have tactics that are supporting the strategy to meet the goal? Well, I mean, it used to frustrate me, but now I kind of get it. And unfortunately, that's sort of the way I learn. I read lots of stuff. I love hearing myself talk. I love hearing other people talk, but rarely do I act on good advice. It seems to me that I just have to learn by experiencing it. What I'm experiencing now is tactically we're getting a mediocre result from the various initiatives that we have, but I couldn't tell you whether our strategy is working, because I can't tell you what our goal was. And so your goal should produce a strategy, your strategy should produce tactics, and it should work forwards and backwards. If you're not meeting your goal, you should be able to see that your strategy needs to be adjusted. And if your strategy is adjusted, then your tactics adjust. Conversely, if your tactics aren't getting the results that you wanted out of each of them, then you need to be able to adjust them to support the strategy to ultimately reach the goal. So I don't know if as an entrepreneur you're suffering from tacticalitis, but I would strongly encourage you that you know you need to be cured. If you're doing a lot of stuff but not getting the result that you want, that probably speaks to a lack of strategy and a lack of having a goal. And then there's some underlying things that, you know, are symptoms. If you don't know if you have the disease of tacticalitis, there are some symptoms that you can look at, which would be if you don't know your customer profile, that's going to be a symptom of tacticalitis. If you don't know why, specifically, very specifically, why a customer is using your product or service, that'll be another symptom of tacticalitis. If your customers are doing something different with your product or service than what you think they should be using it for, then that probably will tell you that, you know, that you have a symptom that needs to be a symptom of tachycarditis that needs to be cured, and you should start looking for the cure. So what's the cure? The cure is to sit down, create a measurable goal, and you can have, you know, you can do this across the board. You can have 12 different goals with 12 different strategies, and each of them can have 12 tactics, and that's fine. I mean, good luck. You don't have enough hours in the day to really do all of that, but start with one or two goals, very definitive goals for your business. Figure out what your strategy is for reaching those goals, and then once you've done that, now start building out the tactics that you're going to use and measure to support the strategy to meet the goal. And recognize that this is a fluid exercise. Something you might learn today will change tomorrow, but if you don't measure it, if you don't even know what you're trying to measure, then all you're going to end up doing is spinning your wheels. And take it from me, that's not where you want to be, because it's not that hard. I have lots of examples in my life. Closest would be my brother. He doesn't get stuck in the weeds on the tactical stuff. He just knows what his goal is. He always knows what his goal is numerically. He always has an incredible strategy that he's undertaking to meet that goal. And then the tactical stuff just sort of seems to fall into place, whereas I work too hard the other way. I come up with all these great tactics in the absence of having a strategy and then get frustrated and not meeting my goal. And now that I've gotten this off my chest and out of my head, maybe I can do a follow-up to this podcast to let everyone know how it shook out. But anyway, thanks for listening. Maybe you found some value today in discovering something about yourself as an entrepreneur or business owner that you didn't even know you were suffering from. And I wish you all the best. If you want to chat, reach out to me, dylangallagher.ca. You can find all my info there. And again, I love talking finance, love sharing my own experiences in hopes that they help somebody else. And we'll catch you on the next podcast.